a refugee crisis on an industrial scale. Every person currently housed in this warehouse on the Ukraine-Poland border had their lives turned upside down when Russia invaded Ukraine.
Go!
The number of people forced to live like this offers an insight into the enormous scope of this crisis. And still they keep coming, bust in from the border, away from the war, but now in limbo.
We're here at one of the many reception centers set up on the Ukraine-Poland border, where people have been telling us how happy and relieved they are to finally be inside Poland, to have crossed over the border from Ukraine. But many people have also been telling us of the indignities that they have suffered on the Ukrainian side of the border.
People from countries in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East were living and working in Ukraine when the war began. Weapons of war do not discriminate, so everyone ran for their lives, foreign citizens, hoping to reach Poland to contact diplomatic missions, evacuated to Warsaw.
We were always the last people to get on anything. It was always like that. So they would firstly put their people first and us. I would say for me it was discriminating, but I think for them it's normal because it's their country. They need to save their people first.
Some of the people we spoke with said a country at war could be forgiven for putting their own people first. But for others, some with Ukrainian families of their own, the contrast of how they were treated was too stark.
We understand that they need to save their citizens, but we have been loyal to Ukraine. We have been in their country. We have been lawful in their country. We have shown them love. I believe that the least they could do was to evacuate us.
Well, my thought is that a refugee is a refugee and a refugee is a human being. And it doesn't matter what skin color, religion, political attitude or whatever that is. If a refugee needs help, then we need to help the refugee.
The non-European refugees coming into Poland tell stories of generous strangers giving help, shelter, food and transport. But they also tell stories of guns being pointed at them by Ukrainian troops, being forced back to make way for Ukrainians to get to safe havens first. And even in Poland, tempers run high.
Wait, no, you can't tell us too much. The same way that we went out of war, even Ukrainians went out of war. Only you're taking just Ukrainians. I'm so sorry. I respect you as a police officer. But what you guys are doing here, this is not the job of a country that is showing itself that they are helping refugees coming from Ukraine. Okay. I'm sorry.
War, as always, it seems, brings out the best and worst in people. And even if the fighting stops soon, repairing the damage done to all the lives touched by this crisis will take much longer. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Korchowa, Eastern Poland.